Your morning team show is on WSGW. Day 25. Online, we're on air. Dave and Pat and Charlie. Art and you. And yeah, Peter Frampton, too.
I wonder how you're feeling. There's ringing.
He's come to life. Is this from the Frampton Comes Alive?
Yeah, exactly right. The big album that he had. Of course, Peter Frampton. Last time we had news on Peter was the unfortunate news of his health problems. He's going through a farewell tour right now. Yeah. But there's new news out for Peter Frampton. Frampton says that he's been to the moon and back without a rocket, but also to the depths of despair. Show Me the Way, the song, of course.
Yeah, of course.
And Frampton is going to publish a memoir called Do You Feel Like I Do? Among the things he'll discuss is his breakthrough album, Frampton Comes Alive, which is this song from. He says it was a blessing and a curse. It was a blessing because it was big, but it was a curse because after that...
Right, where could he go?
Exactly. Right. And he is getting on a farewell tour. He's dealing with an inflammatory muscle disease that could prevent him from playing his guitar.
Oh, wow.
And that song featuring the talk box effect that he perfected, where he could make musical sounds using his mouth.
Yes.
That nobody did like Frampton ever did.
No, they didn't. Not that time. And I have to admit, whenever Do You Feel Like I Do is on the radio, I will listen to it for the full, what is it, like a 12-minute song, right?
Yeah.
I will listen for it to its entirety.
Yeah, again, it was a quick, successful career, and he's maintained a following.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and those hits are played every day on classic rock stations across America.
Yeah, they're iconic.
Yep.
So this is kind of like in a follow-up. Remember, just had the story, who was it last week that was coming out with the...
the memoir, yeah.
She was going to...
Oh, from the Go-Go's.
Oh, Belinda Carlisle, I think it was.
No, the drummer, wasn't it?
The drummer, that's right.
Yes.
Yes. Whose name is escaping
me. Me too, right.
Oh, my gosh, how could I do that? So there's there you go, music fans.
Well,
those who want a little musical memories and such, memoirs coming out from members of groups.
Those are very, very popular. I remember when Keith Richards unveiled his memoir a couple years ago. It was a bestseller. I mean, people like to get the backstories and learn more about their favorite bands and artists. And the stories behind the stories.
We're amazed that Keith Richards had a memory to even to produce a memoir.
I've always said that he'll be around for another 200 years. You know, it's just Keith Richards will not die.
If he didn't...
The walking mummified.
Yes.
If he didn't do himself in by now, you're right, he'll probably survive longer than the rest of us.
Let me just tell everybody this little secret. If you ever want a great Keith Richards impersonation, he'll deny it, but Michael Percha doesn't want that spot.
Does he really?
Get him in here.
He won't do it. No, he won't do it. Not on the air.
Wow. Okay, some off-air entertainment coming up on the Morning Team Show on WSGW.
Behind the scenes. You're destroying the image of this ethereal newsman we have. You know, I mean...